Hello and welcome back to the 5 Minute Philosophy Podcast. So today, for the first episode recorded from my new place in London, which you can probably tell, it's the last day of Freshers Week, so I'm a bit worse for wear right now. But nevertheless, we're going to be talking about self-knowledge. No slacking here. So more specifically, we're going to be talking about the epistemological nature of our self-knowledge. So, for example, is our knowledge of our mental state, say, different from our knowledge of what colour the sky is? So first up, let's get a definition of what exactly self-knowledge is. It might be a good place to start. So Brie Gertler, in her book Self-Knowledge, published in 2010, defined self-knowledge as knowledge of one's own mental states. And in the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy, it's defined as knowledge of one's own sensations, thoughts, beliefs, and other mental states. So you kind of get the idea. So for example, knowing that you're happy or sad or excited could be classed as this type of self-knowledge. And this differs from self-awareness, which Gertler defines as the ability to identify oneself, the I, and to distinguish oneself from other things. So in this way, we could say that, you know, self-knowledge kind of begs the question about self-awareness, because, you know, you need to figure out what the I who is feeling these mental states is, right? So, you know, we've got the Descartes vibes, everything about being or existence can be reduced to the question of what the I who is feeling that consists of. So anyway, there are generally three theories or approaches to the question of self-knowledge, which are acquaintance theory, inner sense theory, and rationalist theory. So first up, let's take a look at acquaintance theory. Why not? So acquaintance theory is really the one that establishes a philosophical foundation for the greatest or most reliable self-knowledge. And this is because it posits us as feeling individuals in a privileged epistemic position. So basically, we have a heightened amount of authority over the knowledge of ourselves in contrast to the knowledge others have of us, which kind of seems fair. Like, I know what I want for lunch more than the person I just passed on the street knows what I want for lunch, for example. And so to bring it back to the name, which was acquaintance theory, this approach states that we have a unique acquaintance with our mental states, which leads to special knowledge of them. And this self-knowledge isn't just special in contrast to others' knowledge of us, but also in contrast to other types of knowledge itself. So Brie Gertler, for example, in her book Self-Knowledge that we mentioned earlier, compares introspective awareness, so self-knowledge, with perceptual awareness, so knowledge of the objects around us, stating that acquaintance theory privileges the former over the latter. So this is essentially because its nature is less convoluted, you could say. So instead of gaining knowledge of external objects through our senses, like sight, hearing, etc., introspective awareness, on the other hand, is a direct line to self-knowledge, you could say, and hence requires less skepticism, really, about the reliability of the senses and so on, because you don't really need to utilize them to get to this type of knowledge. Which brings us on to, cute segue, inner sense theory, which allows for a bit more skepticism of the validity of self-knowledge as opposed to acquaintance theory, which is kind of just a free-for-all, no questions asked. So if we remember, acquaintance theory privileged introspective awareness over perceptual awareness. So inner sense theory, on the other hand, states that they're quite similar, these two types of awareness, in that they're both causal types of knowledge. As opposed to the direct line to self-knowledge in the first theory, inner sense theory essentially just puts the two on a level playing field. So self-knowledge is also facilitated by causal relations. So in this way, both of these theories are therefore empiricist theories, meaning that they rely on experience. And this is in direct contrast to the last of the approaches that we're going to look at, which is rationalist theory. So rationalist theory, by focusing on our status as rational thinkers, hence the name, emphasizes our agency in the self-knowledge process and criticizes the first two approaches for how passive they make us appear in the whole situation. So if we're just observing our mental states, it doesn't really leave much room for active mental involvement. So rationalist theory in this way invokes almost a sense of responsibility for us as agents. So for example, instead of just passively observing our desire to push someone down the stairs, let's hope not, but we should stop and rationally think, maybe I should do something about this mental state I seem to be in right now. It doesn't seem the best. So there you have it. Those are the three main approaches to the topic of self-knowledge. You can decide which one you vibe with the most. So thank you for listening, and bye for now.